and Xi Jinping has been elected the Chinese president at the country's ongoing parliamentary session. Xi Jinping has also been elected as the chairman of the country's Central Military Commission. Now, the soundbite we just heard earlier, that was the announcement that Xi Jinping has been elected as president of the People's Republic of China. The 59-year-old is already the general secretary of the Communist Party of China, and several national lawmakers have welcomed his leadership.
It meets the popular expectations, and it meets the expectations of the Chinese people and the nation. It's a happy ending, because today we successfully elected our new president and new military chief under the new leadership led by the Communist Party of China chief Xi Jinping.
We still certainly face lots of problems, as China has been developing so fast, and many issues were brought up at the Congress. I believe we will smoothly accomplish various tasks.
International leaders have also congratulated Xi Jinping's appointment as the president. The Pakistani president, Asif Ali Zardari, says the confidence reposed in Xi's leadership by the National People's Congress is a testament to his hard work and years of devoted service to the Chinese people. The Philippines government says it's looking forward to increasing trust and cooperation with the Chinese government. And the South Korean Foreign Ministry have also said they want to work with the new Chinese government for a stronger partnership. Also, earlier today, Lee Yuan Chao was elected as the country's vice president, while Zhang Dejiang replaced Wu Bangguo as the chairman of the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress.